They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sits up.
Welcome to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Yes, sir. Stanley back with the wonderful introduction. It is the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. My name is Eastside Dave McDonald. With me is Stanley McDonald. I'm Davey Mack. He's Stanley Mack. Say hi, Stanley Mack.
Hi.
And I'm telling you one thing, pal. We got a big pay-per-view this evening. Oh, yes, we do. Don't you worry about it. We have Clash of Champions 2019. Tons of great matches. We're going to get right into it. First, I did want to point out that I did dominate you in basketball yesterday. There's video evidence of that on my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. They're all at Eastside Dave. If you want to see me dominate Stanley Mack in the paint, I'm like Shaquille O'Neal, essentially. You reminded me of the dog in Air Bud. The way I annihilated you, sort of a Daryl Dawkins, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder type of dunk. I was surprised that I didn't break the backboard into a million pieces. What did that feel like when I was dunking on you like that? Did you enjoy that?
Well, at least I brought a fight.
You did bring some fight. You know what? You brought some heart. Give yourself 2 points. Well done. But it is Clash of Champions. We got no time to waste. We got no punches to pull. We got no biscuits to eat. We got no puppies to pet. We have no fishies to swim. We are going to make our Clash of Champions predictions right now, baby. Because we got AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander. Your WWE United States Champion, AJ Styles. And let's see who Stanley Mack thinks is going to win this match.
The winner of the match, and still your United States champion, AJ Styles.
The phenomenal one. I happen to agree with you about the AJ Styles thing. I don't know why Ricochet isn't here. I was enjoying AJ Styles versus Ricochet, but I mean, Cedric Alexander is a fantastic wrestler too, so it should be a very good match. All right, I'm with you. So far, Stanley Mack and I agree. AJ Styles, your United States champion, will retain. Next one! WWE Women's Tag Team Championship is on the line! Because Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, your Women's Tag Team Champions, will be fighting Fire and Desire! Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, Stanley Mack.
This is the second easiest match of the night. The winner of the match and still your SmackDown Women's Tag Team Champions, Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss.
There you go, Stanley Mack. Well done, well said indeed. I like Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Sort of remind me a little bit of a female rock and sock connection, I suppose. And I think they're very popular right now, so I see them continuing to be your women's tag team champions. Let's go to this one. Interesting match here. After Eric Rowan tried to throw a steel wall of stuff and I guess apparently hit Roman Reigns with his car, that has resulted in a no disqualification match between Roman Reigns and Eric Rowan. Roman Reigns was a little bit offended that Rowan would try to hit him with his car and throw metal on him and whatnot. You know, that seems to irritate people these days. So what do you think, Stanley? Roman Reigns or Eric Rowan?
I'm predicting the winner of the match will be Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is the winner, says Stanley Mack. And may I say this, great prediction, Stanley, and very much incorrect. Wrong. Because Eric Rowan is going to win this match. It's a no DQ match. Listen for this prediction. I'm going to get specific on you. Daniel Bryan will come out, help Eric Rowan. It'll turn out that they were in cahoots the whole time. They set up this little fight that they have. But since it's a no DQ match, you'll see a 2-on-1 where Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan put the boots to Roman Reigns. And Rowan will emerge as your champion. Or, well, as your victor. Hi, Stanley.
Hi.
What's for lunch today? Pizza?
I don't know.
Next match is going to be... How about this? Let's go for this match, Stanley. Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion versus Sasha Banks. This is a big-time match here in Clash of Champions. Sasha Banks has returned to the WWE. She's made a sort of, once again, a friendship alliance with Bayley. Sasha's taking on Becky. What do you think?
The winner, I predict Sasha Banks.
You predict, and why? Because that's an upset city. Why do you think Sasha's going to win?
Because Bayley's going to help her.
Oh, all right. So you think Bayley's going to help Sasha? Very interesting decision. I think Becky Lynch is still hot right now, and I think the WWE Universe likes her. I see Becky winning this match. Yes, Dan?
By the way, something I don't think we pointed out.
Go ahead.
Twice. That is that Bayley is heel.
Bayley is heel. Yeah, it seems. Doesn't it almost seem like they're not sure? Is she heel? Is she baby? I mean, obviously, if she's friends with Sasha and Sasha seems to be heel, then I guess Bayley's heel. But feels like Bayley's struggling with, is she a heel? Is she a baby? But we'll get to Bayley later. I say Becky Lynch retains your championship. By the way, your school year has begun. How has school been so far?
Good.
Good teachers?
Yes.
Good classmates?
Yes.
Good lunch?
Yes.
Good pencils?
Yes.
Good bookcases?
Yes.
Good erasers?
Yes.
Good desks?
Yes.
Good chairs?
Yes.
Good cafeteria?
Yes.
All right. So far your school year seems like a swimming success. True or false?
False, I'm just kidding. It's absolutely perfect, but still bad. I'm kidding.
You know what was great when I dominated you in basketball yesterday was that I captured it on video, and it's, again, posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at EastsideDave. And I not only put the regular speed, but I put it in two different kinds of slow motion just to see the, quite frankly, the athleticism of the Dave man destroying his son on the basketball court. Felt good. By the way, those rims are actually 15 feet high, so it shows you that my vertical leap has just continued to be impressive throughout the years.
Actually, they're like 6, 7, 8 foot.
6, 7 feet? No, don't listen to him. He's a crazy little kid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. They're 15 feet high. Right? 15 feet high? Right? Tell the people at home. They're 15 feet high, right?
They're actually like 6 or 7.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Hey, he's a crazy kid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Let's go to the next match. I like this match, Stanley. It's the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship on the line. Your SmackDown Tag Team Champions are The New Day, Big E and Xavier Woods, and they're taking on The Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder. What do you think, Mac?
I think it will be The Revival is new champs.
Revival is new champs. Look at you. I like it. I like The Revival. I'm a big fan. And you know what? I'm going to agree with you for a change. Every once in a while, you make a decent point. Every once in a while, you have a little bit of good insight for a change.
That's me every day of the week.
Every once in a while, you get something correct.
That's me every day of the week.
And so, you know, every once in a while I'm going to agree with you, because every once in a while you might be right. You know what I mean? So how tall were those dunk hoops again? Or, I mean, basketball hoops? About 15, 18 feet in the air?
Like 6, 7.
Let's just move on. All right, the next match is the WWE Intercontinental Championship. And you're talking about your Intercontinental Champ, Shinsuke Nakamura, versus The Miz. What do you think here, Maggie? The Miz has a lot of Intercontinental Championships under the belt. One of these days, I think he's going to have to be breaking Chris Jericho's total.
To answer that as fact, I believe it's to tie the record tonight.
So if The Miz wins, he will tie Chris Jericho for most Intercontinental Championships?
Cool.
You know what would be great? Chris Jericho came from AEW.
That would be awesome.
And beat The Miz to win it.
That would be tremendous. I would love it. Who do you like, though, in this match? Shinsuke or The Miz? Let's go.
I predict The Miz, win him with the skull crush from tonight. 1, 2. No, Sami Zayn would pull the official out.
Oh!
And he would actually punch him. He would take the referee's shirt. One in the lane.
Oh, wow.
Hit The Miz with a boot thunderbomb. Zayn scared him with Kinshasa. 1, 2, and 3. Still Intercontinental Champions. Zayn scared Nakamura.
That's a great prediction. Sammy, are you Sami Zayn or are you Stanley Mack? Which one are you?
Stanley Mack.
Stanley says that Sami Zayn's going to do a little interference and help out his brand new pal, Shinsuke, and Shinsuke will escape with the victory. I love your prediction. I love how specific it is, and I also love how wrong it is. The Miz will win and become your new WWE Intercontinental Championship, and you can take that to the bank, to the money in the bank. Really, not that funny of a joke anyway, but Stanley, here we go. I love this match, buddy. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. Bayley, your WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. She's putting the championship on the line against Charlotte. Bayley having a bit of a moral crisis these days. Not knowing if she should embrace the dark side that Sasha Banks is trying to get her to do, or perhaps stay good with those cute little Bayley buddies. Go ahead, Stanley. Who's going to win this? Bayley or Charlotte?
It's going to be Bayley.
Do you like my Money in the Bank joke? Was that pretty good?
Actually, it might be the worst joke.
Okay, fine. Oh, man. Okay, so wait. Did you say Bayley?
Yeah, I said Bayley.
Wow, Stanley going with Bayley.
Is that an upset?
No, I mean, listen, she's the champ, so how can it be an upset? But, yeah. Boy, oh boy, I don't know who to go with on this one. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I think Bayley retains. I think Bayley's going to have a little bit more of a run here as the SmackDown Women's Champion, and we're going to see, is she going to be a total heel or total babyface? Let's find out what happens. But I do agree with you. I think Bayley is going to win. Now, WWE Championship is on the line right here as your WWE Champion, Kofi Kingston, takes on Randy Orton. Should be a great match here, Stanley Mack. I'm very much looking forward to this one.
I think Randy's going to make fun of Kofi's son and stuff like that. Kofi will take out a candlestick.
Oh, a candlestick?
Yeah, I'm being specific.
What is this, like Clue?
The one that he hit Randy Orton with on SummerSlam, hit him with it again. Another DQ.
He's going to take out a candlestick or a kendo stick?
A kendo stick.
A kendo stick. I thought he said candlestick. I was like, what is he, Professor Plum? What is this, Clue? I was like, what is he, Mr. Green? What is this, Clue over here? I'm like, what is he, Miss Peacock? What is this, Clue? You get any of these jokes? Is this making sense in any way, shape, or form?
No.
No.
I didn't think so. So you think that it's going to be a DQ. I agree with you. Because isn't there a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view next month in October?
Yeah. And that's when there's going to be Hell in a Cell between Kofi.
I like that. I like that prediction. Hell in a Cell versus Kofi and Randy. Yeah, and if that's going to happen, then you would think we're not going to have a major winner here. So I like your prediction. I'm going to agree with it. I think that... Well, how about this? I'll say that either Kofi or Randy gets disqualified. Maybe Randy gets disqualified and does some illegal shenanigans, and then the two match up in the Hell in a Cell. I like the prediction. Now, the last two matches both involve Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman. First, we're going to go with the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship because Seth Rollins and Braun are your Raw Tag Team Champs, and they're taking on Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Yes, we're calling him Bobby Roode and not Robert Roode. It's very strange. Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler against Rollins and Strowman. Who do you like, Stan?
I think Rollins and Strowman will beat Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh, wow! Rollins and Strowman will beat Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Okay, I mean, yeah, you'd figure, right? You'd figure, and you'd figured wrong. You know why you'd figured wrong? Because here's the deal. Remember, Rollins and Strowman are fighting later. So because of that, I say a rift begins when they lose the belts to Roode and Ziggler. Some finger pointing, some anger. Some, oh, it's your fault, man. No, it's your fault, man. You're going to get these hands. Well, I'm going to put it down. Well, you're going to get these hands. Well, I'm going to put it down. So I think some finger pointing goes on, and I think that that is why we have a little more at stake later on when Seth Rollins, your WWE Universal Champion, takes on Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. Stanley. What do you think, here, buddy?
We've had this before. We've had partners versus partners before. We've had partners with the champions versus a non-champion partner.
All right.
We've had both champions partners, but we've never had the title actually being on the line.
Good point.
And I think the winner...
Not sure what you just said, but good point.
I think that the winner of this match, Braun Strowman, the Universal Champ.
Whoa! Up! Set City from the Stand Man. He thinks that Strowman's going to defeat Seth Rollins at WWE Universal Championship will become the Monsters. Stanley, I like your prediction. I really do. I think it's got a lot of guts, a lot of character. I also think it's wrong. I think it's inaccurate. I think it's incorrect. Much like your schoolwork. I think it's wrong. I think that Seth Rollins... Do you like that? Stanley's giving me the eyes now.
I'm speechless. I'm actually speechless right now.
Just doing a little smack talk, bro. Oh, he's laughing now. Seth Rollins, I think, is going to win. You know, Clash of Champions? You expect me to believe that Seth Rollins is going to lose the Universal Championship at Clash of Champions? I don't see that.
I'm starting to realize Figure. That. Said, oh. That said, a lot of title changes, pretty much except for the Bayley match.
I like it. Your predictions were on fire. You know what? Give yourself 1 point for some seriously interesting predictions. I like it. They've been specific. They've been surprising.
All of them have been right.
And all of them have been right. For myself, I'm giving myself 22 points because I feel like, you know, once again, I was on fire here. As for my prediction with this one, Seth Rollins is going to retain the WWE Universal Championship. And that's it, Broski.